Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge.
So, my spiritual gifts, what are those? I've always, since I was small, wanted to help people heal. It's been inside of me and it's taken me on different tracks during life to figure out how I best can implement my feelings of healing others. So, I wanted to be a physical therapist. It didn't work out for me. I have a problem with mathematics. I'm not smart at it. And it was an exam that I just couldn't understand. So I've took quite a different track coming to where I am today. If you know what CST is, Korean New Sacral Therapy, that's a modality that I've trained in. I've also done some Reiki healing and applied kinesiology. Nutrition is something that I've looked into. Massage therapy. And some chiropractic, holistic training. So today I feel kind of capable of helping people heal their bodies. I also feel like I want to heal minds. And how can I do that? I don't know, I just have a natural knack for asking questions that help people heal. It's about finding and retrieving answers within. And when once I ask the right questions and they start to think about the answers and finding the answers, they start healing from within. It's just one of my natural gifts that I have. I can also sense dead people, like a medium. I can connect with people that have passed. It's not one of my biggest gifts, but I can do it if I really put my mind to it. I can experience emotions in my body. I can experience pain or happiness. Once I was to the temple, we had baptisms. And I just started giggling during the baptism because I could feel the emotions of the deceased person that was in there that was so happy. And it was such a neat experience and I was just feeling this joy, rushes of joy through my body. But I can also, when I treat people, feel their pains in their bodies so I know where to place my hands and how to focus my intention and visualize. My intuition is really good. I don't know how to use it yet, but I get warnings that I need to pass on sometimes, and when I don't pass them on, it could be really bad. I've experienced that, and I'm trying never to experience something like that again, where I get a warning, I don't say it, and something really bad happened, and I could have warned. But it's really hard when you're young to know what is your head and what is intuition, or the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. And I was too young to understand the difference. So, it's something I need to work on, and it's really good to work on those so you know what is from you and what is not from you, so you can be a good vessel and let people have messages. Just a little heads up. But I can use my clair senses. I can see in my mind's eye. I can hear words that come to me, messages. I can sense auras. I can sense emotions, tensions. Energies. I can work with the energy bodies of people. I can know what is truth and what is not truth just by the sheer energy of what people say or don't say. So I'm like a lying detector sometimes, but it takes energy and I don't always use it, but I have that ability. I can understand animals and small children. That's why I work with children that are disabled, because I can understand their energies, I can understand their feelings and emotions. They don't have to talk to me, I just know it. So it works really well for me to work with children and animals that don't have a language, that I need to use my quiet language, words, body, thoughts, emotions, energies. I work really well with those aspects. I love being out in the woods, and I love being around water. It brings me energy, calm, peace, balance, grounding me to the earth. There's so much life out there that I just need to experience and keeps me balanced and grounded. Those are the best two words to say. It fills me up with energy, and it's vital for my life energy, my life force. So I try to be out in the nature every day or at least a couple of times a week. So, and I love animals, and I love especially dogs. I've grown up with dogs, and I love dogs. I love being out and working with dogs in the nature. It's just, it brings me peace, brings me joy. It's just me, who I am, at my core.
And if you have a story to share, email me. I'd love to read it. Until next time, be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts, and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.